since last week, we've been speaking to the new Cathaoirleach, the new mayor, new mayors around the county. Today, we come to the newly elected, she was elected last week, Cathaoirleach, or mayor for the Listowel Municipal District. That's Cathaoirleach, Aoife Thornton. Good morning to you, Councillor Thornton. Congratulations on your role. I want to come back to something we discussed last week, the county development plan. Obviously, councillors voted yesterday on it. So we'll go to that in a couple of minutes and maybe retread some ground we covered last week. But first of all, Aoife, congratulations. I hope you have a very good year ahead in your role as Cathaoirleach of Listowel. What do you hope to achieve? What's your number one priority?
Good morning, Tressa. Good morning to your listeners. Sorry, I'm just over COVID, so I'm a bit throaty. I suppose, firstly, I have a couple of years down in the council now, and I do feel better equipped to support as best I can the town of Listowel and all the villages during the course of my year as mayor, supporting the local groups, any issues they have, and grants. Something I do feel strongly about is I feel our villages support our town, and their viability in turn will strengthen the town of Listowel. Something that I would like to see is a stronger engagement between the villages and the town of Listowel in terms of, you know, teasing out what the villages want in their town, how we can look at reinforcing that shop local campaign with all the challenges of online shopping. I think the very fabric of our towns and villages are mostly made up of small independent businesses, and I discussed this on the day that I became mayor. It is definitely a priority of mine to support these businesses as best I can. Last month I put down a motion to waive rates. You know, I've spoken to many of the small independent businesses over the last number of weeks, and their electricity bills have doubled, you know, shockingly. Other sectors would have received the rates waivers, and I'll definitely be fighting for a waiver of, you know, for these important businesses that are really the backbone of our towns and villages, so that they can get some relief in the challenging times that we're in. You know, there's many things I can't change, but I will do what I can do. I'm also looking forward, you know, each of the mayors goes into the Chamber Alliance in their area, and I'm looking forward to getting stuck in there as well. You know, one of my real main priorities is water. You know, there are many difficulties underneath our feet. I have requested an updated map of the municipal district, you know, marking out the priority projects. There is definitely some obvious pressure points, and I need to put pressure on Irish Water in relation to those feeding into the Lixnafanuig area. My van has had severe issues, but there's a replacement of 1.5 kilometres of that pipe now in August, which was a feeder line to Knockinor School, which was affected very badly this year. And I want to acknowledge the unacceptable disruption for them. I think it was 8 days in school, which is just unacceptable. In terms of wastewater, I will be actively pushing funding for areas. Ballyduff is now on a priority list. Douaugh were to be on a pilot project. Kilfin and Causeby are interested in the wetlands. You know, in Lixnaw, we have an integrated wetlands now, which is a massive asset to our village. It has won a national award. There's some further works to be finished, and it should be opened in late autumn. But I will work with any village, you know, that doesn't have wastewater capacity to scope whether an ICW can work in their village for sure. In terms of housing in the Listowel area, actually, things are changing even over the last couple of weeks. I've noticed in terms of property sales, you know, we've gone from none, 3 or 4, and 30 over the last week or so. We certainly need more affordable housing. We need a fair mix, like, between the affordable housing. In terms of social housing, we definitely need a greater emphasis on housing for the elderly and those with varying abilities. Our housing list has many older people on the list for 10 years, and I have and I will continue to advocate for that.
Okay.
Exciting times in terms of the Greenway. It's obviously
I was going to say that there, and I'm just conscious, Aoife, we are a little bit short in time, but on the Greenway, and I want to get to you about the vote by councillors yesterday regarding the new county development plan. But on the Kerry Greenway, it's due to open soon. Are you happy with the marketing of it all, how it's been marketed and facilities along the way? I know that showers and toilets are expected to be developed. Can you ensure it'll get off to a good start so that North Kerry can benefit from visitors?
Well, what I can ensure, and people can look at the minutes of the meetings and they will see my record in this regard if they wish, I have questioned inside out and upside down the marketing, the progress, and where we are, the services. My priority here is to push on with the opening and get the services i.e. the toilets and showers, in as soon as possible, and the grant applications for those. In terms of the marketing, I have questioned, and we have our meeting again next Monday, I'll be questioning further. I feel there should be more done and more ready at this point, and I will be pushing for that. Look, it's promised again for our next meeting, you know, kind of teaser marketing of what is to come. It's unfortunate for the Listowel side, you know, Limerick started on their underpasses now after they finished their line, which meant that Abbeyfield closed. So while 3 kilometres of ours was ready to go, the access point into Abbeyfield was closed. But look, I give people my absolute commitment. It is a priority of mine to keep a push on the opening on this, absolutely, and to get the services, toilets and showers in as soon as ever possible. We need to describe clearly, I think, in the town what we have to offer for people, groups of cyclists, families, young children, the types of bikes, the connectivity into the town trust is what's very important for us in Listowel. Most places don't have this. We've concentrated on getting a safe route in from Timpkinelli roundabout into the park and right into the town of Listowel, which hopefully will see a decent economic impact for the businesses that have, you know, endured so much pain during all the roadwork for this. And so it is a priority of mine.
And finally, if I can ask you, Kerry County Councillors vote yesterday on the county development plan, the new county development plan that will take us up to 2028. The Chief Executive, Moira Murrell, cautioned councillors not to go ahead with this determination that wind farm development should be restricted in Kerry. Moira Murrell said it risked leaving Kerry's wind energy policies exposed to even stricter enforcement at national level. The CEO said, "We have a recommendation from the regulator and this is the highest level of warning they give a council in making a plan. If you don't remove this amendment, which states that there should be restricted development of wind farms in Kerry, the regulator will intervene by way of a draft decision," says Moira Murrell. "I don't know what that will be, but it's a fair assessment that we'll be asked to remove a significant part of our wind energy policy, if not all of it. And my sense that it will be a lot less restrictive." Basically, she's saying that by putting in this clause, by putting in this amendment, the regulator is going to intervene, and there's a risk that the regulator will be will dictate wind energy policy in Kerry rather than the local authority. So is this not grandstanding? It plays well for votes, but ultimately you're running the risk here by putting in this clause, by putting in this amendment, saying no, we're restricting wind development in Kerry. But by this grandstanding, one could call it grandstanding, you're actually running the risk of opening up further wind development, because the energy regulator can go in and make changes.
Okay, so there's a lot in the question, but
I know.
So just to try and answer it as best I can, look, first of all, I and the 32 councillors unanimously and with full consensus voted in a certain way yesterday. And that was, I suppose, there is a process there that allows us as Kerry County councillors to take a view and a vote and make a decision in terms of our renewable energy strategy in this part of the county development plan, and send those views back to the regulator, notwithstanding the fact that the regulator has given a certain recommendation. And then the regulator may, if they wish, make directions and send it to the minister. But we had Minister Eamon Ryan, you know, down recently for a meeting, and the wind energy guidelines are from 2006. You know, we're talking about 16 years old. In the meantime, you know, North Kerry has had a lot of wind energy, you know, put into it. And no guidelines. So, like, first of all, we have a proven record that we are in favour of renewable energy. We are leading the way in Ireland in terms of the output, 750 megawatts per square kilometre. We have the most turbines, 364. The east coast of Ireland have between 0 and 50. So we're certainly not against renewable energy or turbines. But what we are saying is that we have to look at a proportionate view here. And so the 33 of the councillors said yesterday, we take the view that for the moment, there are a lot, and we're leading the way in Ireland. And for the moment, we feel that what's zoned is enough.
So you're holding firm on your decision.
We're still going to continue with the same output. We're still going to continue with the same output, which is a leading output in Ireland. But we have to look at the proportionality for the people that live on the ground here. Okay. And we can't continue in the same vein as we had for the last number of years, particularly when the government and the minister refuses to issue basic guidelines on setback distances and everything else.
Okay.
How can we continue to have this massive development and construction in the absence of the guidelines? So look, it's we're continuing to lead the way by a country mile. We probably continue to do that for many years. You know, as was pointed out yesterday, the regulator has told Westmeath to come on and do more, and rightly so, because there are no turbines up there.
So you're holding firm.
So
we'll be returning to this, Aoife,